1206 News.
It's midday, 17 degrees in Canberra, fine with the top of 23 later. Good afternoon. I'm Marcus Paul with Capital Radio News. The High Court has ruled a public servant who injured herself while having sex on a work trip is not eligible for compensation. The woman suffered facial injuries and psychological effects after a light fitting came off the wall in the bedroom of a Nowra hotel during the sexual encounter the woman had while she was travelling for work 6 years ago. The majority of the High Court bench has found she doesn't deserve compensation because her employer didn't encourage her to engage in the activity on her time off. Prime Minister Tony Abbott's presented the Australian War Memorial with two significant mementos from Tarin Kot, encapsulating the Australian experience in the Afghan War. An emblem featuring a kangaroo and a boomerang and an improvised bell which were given to the PM yesterday in Afghanistan have been presented to the memorial's Dr. Brendan Nelson this morning.
It's quite appropriate that these artefacts will now be in the War Memorial forever.
They can now be seen at the memorial's Afghanistan, the Australian Story display. The Transport Workers Union is backing a review into the Territory's ambulance service amidst claims of bullying and harassment within the department. TWU spokesman Ben Sweeney says the ACT service has seen an increase in toxic management culture, including bullying, harassment and even racial discrimination. Mr. Sweeney says he hopes the review will stamp it out altogether.
These all contribute to a high level of unresolved grievances between the workforce and management, which is simply unacceptable and should not be tolerated. And we want to see this review ensure that these don't become custom and practice of the ACT ambulance service.
As the Abbott government moves to merge AusAid with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, staff say they're concerned about their future. It comes 6 weeks after the newly elected government announced it would get rid of the agency. ACT Labor MP Gay Brotmans told Capital Radio AusAid staff have approached her with their concerns.
Most importantly, they're concerned about what's going to happen to their jobs with the integration. Are they going to lose their jobs and where the jobs going to be lost from? And also, will they have to move location? AusAid's located in a number of offices throughout Canberra. Are they going to have to move? If so, where and when?